competitive balance on the field and attendance in the stands may not go hand in hand. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Wilner, professor of economics at Oklahoma City University, describes his research into the economics of sports.
I loved and played the beautiful game of football, soccer in the U.S., until it simply hurt too much to do so. 10 knee operations had taken their toll. As I winced off the pitch of my last match, I wondered what, if anything, could replace the joy of football. Nothing really, but as my playing days ended, I managed to keep in contact through research on the economics of sports. A decade after that wincing walk, one of my exceptional undergraduate students was studying abroad at the same university where I was to take sabbatical. Our common interest in sports, particularly football, fit well, so he agreed to join me in a research project. As we worked on the literature review, he started to wonder if competitive balance in the Premiership had the same effects on attendance as was observed in U.S. professional sports. This proved to be much more interesting than our original question. Competitive balance is how economists measure the likelihood of each team winning each game. In perfect competitive balance, each team is equally likely to win each game. Together, we collected data going back to 1898 on team performance and attendance in the top division of English football. Taking into consideration numerous other factors, such as population, income, and recessions, we set about looking for a relationship between competitive balance and attendance in English football's top division. After pretty much exhausting the methods of finding a relationship, the data suggests that English football fans are the opposite of American sports fans. If last year's competitive balance decreased, this year's football attendance increases. We've posited a number of explanations for this. One is that, unlike American sports, the national team is vitally important to fans. Perhaps if the national team players are concentrated on a few teams, thus reducing competitive balance, fans will go to watch the best play with each other while toying with the opposition. Or perhaps a local team is supported regardless of performance. It seems British fans go to the matches for the beauty of the game played beautifully, not for the prospect of a close match.
That was Jonathan Wilner of Oklahoma City University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.